This is Danielle Jawowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Donald Trump has given a defiant rally-style speech to his supporters in New Jersey following his second court appearance in 3 months. Speaking from his golf club in New Jersey, Mr. Trump dismissed the latest set of indictments put to him at a courthouse in Miami as a political witch hunt. Our North America correspondent David Willis has been following the former president's speech.
Addressing supporters at the club, Donald Trump launched a very defiant defence of his decision to withhold more than 100 classified documents that were recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate. He called special counsel's decision to bring charges against him the most evil and heinous abuse of power in history, and he accused the FBI of staging photographs of boxes of classified documents that were found there at Mar-a-Lago.
Mr. Trump's lawyer pleaded not guilty on his behalf to charges that he willfully mishandled national security documents and obstructed justice, charges that could carry sentences of decades in prison. The former president and his aides and attorneys are dealing with a range of lawsuits, as Ros Atkins explains.
Trump faces legal challenges in locations across the US. First of all, in New York, where in April he faced charges connected to alleged hush money payments to the former porn star Stormy Daniels. In May, a jury in a civil case ordered Trump to pay a magazine columnist $5 million for sexually assaulting her in the 90s. And there's an ongoing New York State civil case accusing Trump of business fraud. In all three, Donald Trump denies any wrongdoing. But there's more. In Washington, a federal investigation continues to scrutinize Trump's role in the Capitol riots. Then in Georgia, an investigation is considering if he sought to tamper with the 2020 election. Or, to put all of this another way, by next year, Donald Trump could be facing even more criminal cases.
Officials in Nigeria say at least 150 people are feared to have drowned after their boat capsized. The authorities in Patigi, the district where the disaster occurred, say some 50 people have so far been rescued. Elsa Ockney reports.
Search and rescue efforts began on Monday evening to find victims of the boat tragedy on the River Niger. More than 300 passengers boarded the vessel on their return from a wedding party in neighbouring Niger State. The cause of the accident is unclear. Boat accidents are usually caused by overloading, lax safety procedures, and heavy flooding during the rainy season. But riverboat travel is common in Nigeria because of poor roads and kidnappings taking place along some highways.
BBC World News. Syrian state media say there's been an Israeli airstrike on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. The news agency Sana said the attack left one Syrian soldier seriously injured and caused some damage. Syrian air defences are reported to have intercepted missiles launched by Israel from the Golan Heights and to have shot down some of them. There's been no comment from Israel. New research suggests that the world's most famous early human ancestor, nicknamed Lucy, could walk fully upright as well as living in trees. It means her posture isn't replicated in any living species today. Here's Charles Haviland.
Lucy, belonging to the extinct species Australopithecus afarensis, was discovered in northern Ethiopia in 1974, with about 40% of her skeletal bones extant. Scientists have now made a digital 3D model of the lower limb muscles of our small-brained, ape-like forebear. They conclude that Lucy could straighten her knee joints, enabling her to stand and walk upright as we do, and thereby inhabit grasslands, but also that her big, powerful leg muscles helped her live in trees like modern apes. She was therefore a master of both habitats.
The Iranian president Ebrahim Raisi has arrived in Nicaragua on the second stop of a Latin American tour that includes Venezuela and Cuba. The countries, which have all been targeted by US economic sanctions, have forged a new alliance in the past decade. In Nicaragua, Mr. Raisi is due to meet President Daniel Ortega, a former Marxist rebel who's been accused by the US and the European Union of human rights violations. The acclaimed American author Cormac McCarthy has died at the age of 89. His publisher said he had died of natural causes at his home. His post-apocalyptic novel The Road won a Pulitzer Prize and was made into a film. So too was No Country for Old Men, which won 4 Oscars, including for Best Picture. BBC News.